It's been over 40 years since the B-52s and later REM put Athens on the map as a hotspot for music. As one of the original college music towns, Athens was an incubator for talented folks who wanted to try something different and contributed to the growing alternative rock and new wave movements. Add to that the numerous country and bluegrass groups that have found success, and it's obvious there's something special about this small Georgia town. Mike McDonald thinks the fact that Athens is a college town fosters a lively music scene and a regular audience. McDonald is a guitarist and singer in Family and Friends, an indie rock band whose popularity has skyrocketed among the college crowd over the last 2 years. When we were young, we met to see the longest time. To our naive tongues and the trust in our hopeful eyes. He says the fact that his group can play just about any night of the week in one of the dozens of venues downtown helped get the word out about their music.
There's a little bit of every type of people here, and the different venues cater to that, I think, depending upon what the genre of music is and what night of the week, and you know where you can find whatever kind of music you want and when you can find it.
Word of a good band spreads quickly, and more than local music lovers might take notice. McDonald says his band has benefited from the spotlight the music industry shines on Athens.
When we started playing music as a band especially, we knew that Athens was a place that we wanted to be. Whereas in a big city, I think that you can get lost with just the sheer amount of people and venues and just so much going on. Athens offers a little bit of something for everyone on a smaller scale. So for us, we knew that if we could make it in Athens, it's kind of like a magnifying glass to the bigger markets, that they look to Athens for that kind of music and what's up and coming.
Family and Friends recently signed on with an indie label based out of Colorado. McDonald says their rapid success was a shock, but encouraging. He and his bandmates, all in their mid to late 20s, are focused on making a career with music. Like many aspiring musicians, they take flexible work as baristas and bartenders. For other musicians in town, the commitment to the music and the band has to be balanced with other responsibilities. Jody Daniels, the banjo player for local bluegrass favorite Grassland String Band, knows this well.
I would love to get on the bus and tour and do all these shows, but at the same time, I have some obligations. I'm older, for one thing, and I have a job that I've been doing for 30 years. I think the way that I'm approaching this is I'm waiting for that moment, because that's ultimately what I want to do.
Maybe more so than in other cities, the Athens music scene tends to cycle. A band gains a local following, and maybe, it's said, they will be the next band to be a commercial success. But most don't make it that far. McDonald knows this, but he feels like the current scene is producing some of the best musicians Athens has seen in a while.
Personally, I feel like right now Athens is in its own golden age, just as far as the music that's being made and also the culture of the music and musicians just supporting each other and encouraging each other to make the best music that they can. And I know for a lot of us, it's kind of a healthy competitiveness to it, that you see your friends making amazing music and you want to, you know, best them to an extent, but in a healthy and kind of encouraging way.
Adam Poole, Grassland's fiddle player, has been playing music in Athens for years. Like McDonald, Poole credits the music community for promoting a collaborative and creative space for artists.
I tried to get a start in Atlanta, and it was tough. It was dog eat dog. The thing I love about the musical community here in Athens is we pride ourselves on being a community. We have three rules in being an artist. Can you play? Can you get along with people? And can you show up on time?
Though both Family and Friends and Grassland String Band are thinking beyond the city limits, they couldn't think of a better town to get their start. For Radio Athenia, I'm Lauren Baggett.